Hi, folks. This quarter hour, we're going to be talking to folks with the National Air Traffic Controllers Association about a program that honors controllers who help save pilots who get themselves in situations that they need help getting out of. So today we have Kelly Richardson with NATCA, who's on the end there, and I'm going to ask him to talk first here in just a second. We have Jim Ullman sitting across from me, who's a NATCA's Director of Safety and Technology. And we have Ryan Herrick, who is one of the honorees of this program, who's a controller in Seattle. And we'll hear from you live, and then we'll hear from you with ATC recordings of the situation that we're going to talk through today, where a fellow got himself in a little trouble that you helped him get out of.
Yes.
So, Kelly, tell us a little bit about this program, which is called the Archie League Medal of Safety Awards.
So, this is a program that we do, an awards banquet we do with our safety conference every year. It's now in September. We've moved it to the fall. But it's a conference that brings air traffic controllers, pilots, industry, government together. It's a growing conference. But this awards banquet is to basically give, thanks and awards to controllers like Ryan here for the good jobs that they do day to day. And actually saving pilots' lives and getting people home safely. So it's something that we've done for a number of years. EAA's president, Jack Pelton's one of our judges this past year. He's going to do it again this upcoming year. So, we're very happy with it. And, it's a great banquet.
For all of you, I'd just like to say, as a general aviation pilot, and I'm also an airline pilot, I think you guys are the best. Yeah, all of you deserve a round of thanks for everything you do, and to support safety and the services you provide is always been top notch. So just a word of thanks to all of you.
Let's bring in now Ryan Herrick. You work out of Seattle, right?
Minneapolis now. Oh, I was in Seattle at the time this happened.
And the time this happened was when?
December 8th, 2011, I think.
Okay. All right. So we're going to listen to ATC recordings of the incident that you were involved with. Start us out on the story.
Story started with, I was training a gentleman, and this pilot came over and told us that, I don't have much gas, and I can't get down.
Let's listen to what he had to say.
Seattle Center, do you copy?
Here's being on Seattle Center is Seattle Approach 19-2.
Okay, well, maybe you can help me. I was flying into Ellensburg, and when I got there, the clouds were over, and I went to Arlington, and I can't get down through, and I'm beginning to get low on fuel, so I'd like to go direct to Auburn. Can I get down there?
So, what?
You're hearing that again.
Oh, yeah, really?
Just gives me the chills.
Now, I should mention this recording was made during the, I think, awards banquet. So you'll hear some other noise on the recording from people who were in the audience. So you took that call? That was you taking it?
That was my trainee taking it.
Okay. And did he get your attention, or did he not have to do that?
No, he didn't get my attention at all. Because we saw him, he was outside, he was to the east of our airspace when he finally called us, and that's why he said Seattle Center first, and then goes on from there.
Okay.
Then having fun with him and just figuring out what he wanted to do. He told us his story. We asked him if he's got all his ratings, and he did, all the way through his ATP, but he wasn't current anymore.
Yeah.
So and that's when we get to the point of, well, where do you want to go? Right. What do you want to do?
Well, so the next thing is I think your trainee, yep, describing to him what's visible on the radar.
Yep.
Let's hear that one.
13 Tango Mike, I haven't had anybody depart VFR from the valley, and I don't have anybody down there. I see one VFR target a mile and a half north of Auburn at 1,300 feet, and there's two targets at Renton. Renton weather is 2,600 overcast.
Okay, I don't know what to do. You got any suggestions?
That right there, I mean, just to hear that, I don't know what to do, it's like his life essentially is in my hand, because I need to tell him what to do, because something that is going to go well. And
of course, you want to help.
Yeah, and I want to help. I'm there to help. That's what I'm here to do. Yeah. And just to have that, it's still gut-wrenching to this day.
Are you a pilot yourself?
No.
Okay.
So Jim Ullman, who's NATCA's Director of Safety and Technology, this guy is, this pilot's trying to deal with the situation that clearly he wants help in. How often do you observe GA pilots getting into situations like this and then being humble and vocal enough to ask for help?
Well, an interesting side out of this story is I actually was a regional vice president and gave Ryan this award back in 2012. I think it happens a lot, especially in high terrain, during the winter months in the Northwest, all parts of the country that have lots of IFR weather. I think it happens more than we think that it does. One of the things that we spent time the last couple of years out here is talking to GA pilots is don't be afraid to call us. Call us. We're there to help. We're not the boogeyman. We're not the sky police. We're there to help you, and that's what we're there to do.
In this next segment, we're going to hear some guidance from your trainee, and then, Ryan, I think you come in about halfway through this. So let's hear the next one now.
Air 13 Tango Mike, maintain VFR for to operate in Seattle Prospero Airspace. Just keep me updated if you need to climb, descend, or turn.
Okay, I will. Thank you very much.
No problem, sir. And would you like to start a descent through the clouds for Auburn?
Yes, I would.
Air 13 Tango Mike, fly heading 230 and descend and maintain 4,000.
Descend and maintain 4,000, 13 Tango Mike.
Okay, so what's happening here now?
So now we're getting him closer towards the airport, or towards Auburn, and he's right over east of Seattle. It's Tiger Mountain. And so he gave him the lowest altitude that I can give him on his MVA, and we said, okay, we're going to start. We're going to figure out something, and hopefully we get you through the clouds, and everything is still good, and you can find an airport and land safely.
There's still a lot of unknowns here, though.
A ton of unknowns.
Sure.
I mean, it was completely solid. We knew it was solid overcast, so we had one pilot said airliner probably goes, well, there's a hole open over by Rainier.
That's actually the next one we're going to listen to now.
Right.
In this one, we actually hear for a minute the pilot also ask the same question you're asking of the airline pilot. Let's listen.
213 Tango Mike, proceed direct Seattle VOR.
Okay, give me the frequency for that.
13 Tango Mike, just fly your present heading, sir, descend and maintain 2,500.
2,500, 13 Tango Mike.
Yeah, this was where was where you had come in and started participating in the save.
He's 8 miles east of Seattle at this point.
Yeah,
and we got told to go tell him go direct to Seattle, big airport, runways, taxiways. He can find something. He'll see it. He'll land. Didn't happen. And I didn't. And when he asked, "What's the VOR frequency?" I don't want him to deal with that. Just fly your plane.
Just fly the airplane.
Just fly your plane. I'll help
him
you.
On a heading.
Yeah.
In this one now, the call goes out for some PIREPs.
Frontier Flight 846, Seattle Departure, radar contact. Fly up on the Seattle 161 radio, and I appreciate you giving me a PIRE report. You've seen any holes in your vicinity.
See any holes in your vicinity?
Frontier Flight 846, affirmative, climb and maintain 9,000. I'm looking for a VFR hole for a pilot to get down through, so I'd appreciate it if you let me know if you find something.
Frontier 846.
Uni 13 Tango Mike, continue straight ahead on your descent. Descend and maintain 2,000.
Descend and maintain 2,000. Uni 13 Tango Mike, I am totally in the clouds.
Those last words were, and I am totally in the clouds.
He got in the clouds, I think it was like 7,000 feet. He never saw the ground again until 1,500 feet.
Now, you had said earlier that he was IFR, but not current,
not
right?
Not current, so that helped.
Yeah.
Because at least he knew what he was getting into, to going into the clouds, just not ready for it. And we didn't really, it doesn't go into that, but just quick, that JetBlue pilot, that was the last plane we let off of Seattle. We stopped all departures out of Seattle. We stopped all departures out of Boeing.
Because you wanted to keep your options on what to do.
I didn't want any more traffic.
Yeah.
I wanted
yeah.
just this guy. I wanted to focus on him.
Absolutely.
Well, you did get some help from some other folks in the air. Let's listen.
Off of Mount Rainier, there's a pretty good-sized hole opening there.
Go.
13 Tango Mike, the side to the southeast. There's the guy we're trying to get down. He's coming down to 2,000. What's it look just south of the field?
It's relatively clear. I mean, that's just, it says overcast at 1,700, but it's not raining or anything. It looks relatively clear.
Okay.
All right.
I think.
Then this call comes.
Sir, I think I just ran out of fuel.
13 Tango Mike, your best glide speed, T-TAC, is 6 miles off your left. Renton is 1 o'clock and 5 miles.
I'm breaking out right now.
13 Tango Mike, Renton is 12 o'clock and 4 miles straight into runway 34. Let me know when you have the runway in sight.
Roger.
Air 13 Tango Mike, verify you do have Renton in sight at 11 o'clock and 3.5 miles.
I don't see it yet, sir.
All right, just start a 10-degree left-hand turn if you need to. It's a 5,000-foot runway at the very end of Lake Washington.
Is it just left of the water?
It's at the very south of the water, 12 o'clock and 3 miles. There's going to be a lot of Boeing 737s parked on the ramp on the right-hand side. It's 2.5 miles ahead at your 1 o'clock.
At my 1 o'clock?
Affirmative. Start a turn back to your right. It's a single runway at 2 o'clock and 2.5 miles.
I got it, sir.
November 13 Tango Mike, runway 34, cleared to land.
Thank you, sir.
Air 13 Tango Mike, verify gear down and locked, or you want to hold that for a couple more seconds?
Gear down and locked. Say, I want you to save my life.
Anytime, sir.
You just pointed to something on your arm. What is that?
I got a tattoo of this. That's the guy's plane, and that was that last quote you just heard.
Son of a
gun.
So
great.
I can always remember. Of course, I'm always going to remember it anyway. But yeah.
So that's Ryan Herrick, by the way, who's an air traffic controller who was in 2011 working with a Mooney pilot who ended up on the wrong side of the clouds at the wrong time.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Great job. John, will you use these scenarios in air traffic controller training?
Not really for training. They don't use it for training. They are available on YouTube. I mean, I would encourage everybody out there, go to YouTube, look up Archie League. We have several years worth of these videos, and I have to tell you that the awards banquet itself, Michael Huerta, Administrator Huerta is there, COO Terry Bristol's there. It's 1,200 people, and it's the most emotional 3 hours you'll ever see. It's over and over and over. We give away 9 of these every year, one for every geographical region in the United States.
It's a great program. Thank you.
That's Jim Ullman with NATCA, who's Director of Safety and Technology. Also, we heard from Kelly Richardson, and congratulations to Ryan Herrick, the controller involved in this particular save.
Thank you.
Thank you.
We'll be right back in a minute. You're listening to EAA Radio.